I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public, and I'm speaking with Communications Manager Heather Collier at the Southeast Missouri Food Bank. Well, welcome.
Hi. Thanks, John.
I believe we spoke kind of towards the end of last year and towards the holiday season where things were starting to pick up a lot, and we were kind of talking about the needs at the end of last year, and I know that a few things might have changed, but we want to talk about that annual report that you always put out every year. This is for the previous year, the 2025 annual report, and the impact that the Southeast Missouri Food Bank has on the community. So can you tell me some of the highlights of what you saw that's been different in other years?
Yeah, so 2025 was a very unique year for us. At least we hope it was unique. We had a couple of things that happened in the spring. We had tornadoes all across our service area. I'm sure everybody remembers those. So we were doing a lot of disaster response. It's not something people typically think about with the food bank, but when there is a natural disaster, we respond with food, water, and other supplies to those affected communities. So we did many emergency distributions in places like Poplar Bluff and over in Ripley County and Carter County and other places, Scott County, that were hit by those tornadoes. And then in the fall, we had the government shutdown and the subsequent disruptions to SNAP. So we had a lot of people who were needing assistance that never had before. And so we, in October and November, we doubled the number of mobile food pantries that we were doing across all 16 of our counties, just making sure that those families and seniors were still able to get the help they needed. So it was a very busy year. We distributed over 14 million pounds of food, which equaled about 12.34 million meals. And we served an average of 80,000 individuals each month. So we were doing a lot of work.
And just to let people know, how many mobile food pantries do you have? It says at 354. I didn't realize that that many mobile food pantries went out. I knew that you had several, and you, if you're on Facebook or social media, you know, but I just had no idea there were that many separate mobile food pantries.
Yeah. We, on average, we do about 300 a year. So the 354 obviously was above average, but it was because of the disaster response we were doing and then the extra distributions in the fall when they were needed. Those mobile food pantries each serve an average of 200 families, and they allow us to get into communities with great support from churches, civic organizations, businesses that sponsor them, and we're able to do additional distributions in communities that really need increased food access.
And of course, much of this would not be possible. Although you do have a core staff there that is there at the food distribution center itself, just outside of Sykeston, but it's a warehouse. If people haven't been there, it's a very large warehouse, but a lot of that is actually volunteer work, isn't that correct?
Yeah. Our volunteers are essential to everything we do. Last year we had, I think, 4,500 volunteers. The labor that they, if we converted their labor to a monetary value, it's about $350,000 that volunteers donated last year. They pack our senior food boxes. We distribute 5,600 senior food boxes each month. They pack our backpacks for Friday bags. When we have canned food drives and other donations, they help sort those. We actually received a donation of a bunch of seed packets, garden seeds, and so we have volunteers sorting those seed packets so that they're just loose in a big box, and so they're organizing those. And it's not just the volunteers that we have at the food bank, but across our 16 counties, our food pantries that partner with us and the mobile food distributions, the majority of those are volunteer operated as well. So, you know, very few of our organizations have paid staff. A lot of them are volunteer volunteer run and operated. And those are people who are really giving their time and energy to make sure food is being distributed in their community.
Back to some of the funding that was lost. Has any of that changed? As we spoke, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, as we were talking, I think touring at some point last year, touring mm-hmm. through the warehouse, that had kind of all that kind of rolled out right before we arrived. Has any of that changed?
Yeah.
And have you seen any of that come back?
It has changed, but not for the better. The PFAP, as you said, is the Emergency Food Assistance Program. It is a USDA program designed to serve low-income families and seniors. They purchase all of the food from American farmers and growers, USDA does, and then it's distributed through the Hunger Relief Network, including food banks like ours. In 2025, we received 664,000 fewer pounds from TFAP than we did the previous year, and we are expecting that to be lower again this year. We also know that there have been changes to SNAP eligibility that have gone into effect, and we're not really sure what the overall impact of that is going to be. But what we do know is that about more than 46% of food insecure individuals in our service area didn't qualify for SNAP before these changes. So we know more people will be needing assistance. So with those two factors, we have increased our food budget pretty significantly by 30% for 2026. So that means we're going to be spending even more of our dollars making sure that we're purchasing nutritious food for families across Southeast Missouri.
Well, that's a pretty significant increase, especially with all, yeah. you know, 16 counties is quite a large service area. That's nearly all of Southeast Missouri. And there's certain counties that are impacted a lot more. I know just kind of looking over the list that stood out to me, Wayne County, although it's a very rural county, as mm-hmm. most people know. I guess, have you seen any changes over the needs of different counties over the past year?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Wayne County, and they are rural. What we see a lot is the counties that are the most rural in our service area have the highest rates of food insecurity. So Southeast Missouri has the top five most food insecure counties in the state, numbers 1 through 5. And they are Wayne, Pemiscot, Dunklin, Mississippi, and Carter. So you've got Mississippi, Pemiscot, and Dunklin that are sort of there that are the boot heel. And then you go over to Wayne and Carter, and you're starting to get into the Ozarks. So demographically, they're not very similar, and culturally, they're not very similar either. But they're all very rural, and there aren't a lot of jobs in those counties. There's transportation barriers in those counties to get to the jobs that they do have. And if you go to some of these really small communities in some of these counties, so they don't even have a grocery store. They may have a Dollar General that has some groceries. They may have a convenience store that sells groceries, but they don't have a lot of selection, and they don't have a lot of options for cost perspective. So, you know, somebody in Wayne County may be driving to Poplar Bluff to go to a larger grocery store. Well, then that's also using fuel and time. So these rural communities are really, really impacted. And when food prices go up, that's hitting them even harder.
Also, I do want to point out that although most people probably think of a food bank as prepackaged food, during the winter and fall months, right after harvest season, I suppose you do have kind of an influx of some extra produce. But kind of in those in-between months, there isn't a lot of extra produce. But just talking with farmers, what do they see for this next year? Do they see themselves being able to have that extra fresh produce to donate? Or have you talked to farmers yet about what they see for this year for them?
Yeah, we work with farmers a lot, as much as we're able. You know, Southeast Missouri is fertile ground, but most of the crops here are not for human consumption. So we have a lot of farmers that support us with monetary donations. And then we have some farmers, some rice farmers, some potato farmers, who are able to donate what they grow to us. And that's really amazing. But it's not just farmers, also community gardeners. The Southeast Correctional Center in Charleston, the inmates there have a garden that they manage, starting early in the spring. They plant it and they maintain it, and they donate all of the produce from that garden to the food bank. We work, and it's not just farmers where we're sourcing produce. We also have a retail rescue program where Walmart, Sam's Club, Target, several Dollar General stores, all of these places are able to donate product that is at the near the sell-by date, and it's still perfectly safe to eat. They're just not able to continue to stock it. So we get a lot of fresh produce, especially from Sam's, but also from those other stores as well. And so we do source produce year-round. Sometimes we're purchasing it. Sometimes we're getting donations. But yeah, farmers are really important to our work, whether they are donating the fruits of their labor or, you know, they're supporting us in other ways, whether that's a monetary donation or any other thing that they could be doing.
Well, if someone's hearing this right now and they're thinking how they can help, what's the easiest way that people can help? They have an organization that they're a part of or a school. How can they best help to make sure that that food gets to people that need it?
Yeah. You know, we have a lot of opportunities. Volunteering is a great way for a organization or a business, a sports team. We have a lot of school groups that come and volunteer with us. That's a great way to hands-on get involved with the food bank and learn more about what we do and how we're serving Southeast Missouri. If you're interested in volunteering, you can go to cmofoodbank.org, and there is a Get Involved tab, and you can click on Volunteer. We have opportunities to volunteer in Sykeston and Jackson, so whatever works best for you and your schedule, would love to have you. If you're not able to volunteer, monetary gifts are very important to us. You know, we're going to be, I mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing more spending on food purchases this year, and every dollar donated to the food bank helps provide food for four meals. So your money really goes a long way when you make a gift to the food bank. And you can also do that on our website and just click the donate button. If you just want to help, the easiest way is follow us on social media and share our post and make sure that our message is getting out to the people who need it.
All right. And once again, is there a phone number to call or a website that people can easily find all that information?
Yeah, the website is cmofoodbank.org. All of the information is available there, whether you want to volunteer, donate. If you need food assistance, there's information there on where to find that. So the website's a great resource. All of our information is there. If you have some questions and you feel more comfortable calling, you can call 573-471-1818, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We've been speaking with Heather Collier, who is the communications manager at the Southeast Missouri Food Bank. And we'll have the report also on our website, the 2025 annual report, which highlights the community impact that the organization does have in this area. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.